Hello, welcome to a podcast from the University of Warwick Career Centre. This is a recording of the presentation given by Grant McKinnon, a previous participant of the JET scheme.
Thanks very much for coming, especially on such a sunny day. Here today to talk about the JET programme, Japan Exchange Teaching Programme. And my name's Grant McKinnon. I'm from Scotland, of course. I'm 28 now and I work at the Japanese Embassy in London. I have done since I got back from Japan last August. I was in Japan for 3 years. As I told a few of you earlier, up in the north of Honshu, one of the four main islands, in an area called Akita, which was great. I didn't know anything about the area before I joined the programme. When my application form, I left it blank because I wanted to go to Japan, but I didn't have a particular place I wanted to get my hopes up about. But I wasn't disappointed. It was a fantastic place to be staying in, a great experience. So I don't know what you know about Japan, so I'll just run through some basic facts about it. It's about twice the size of the UK, about twice the population as well, 127 million people. Four main islands, Kyushu, Shikoku, biggest, Honshu, and Hokkaido. And you've also got the Okinawa Islands, which are probably down here somewhere. The country's very mountainous, so the population all sort of congregate into major cities like Tokyo, the biggest, and right next to that, there's no boundary, it's the second biggest, Yokohama. Third biggest is Osaka, then Nagoya, and so on. You get a big variety of climates and scenery in Japan because it's so long and stretches down. So you can get a stunning beach and coastline. You'll of course get the energetic city centres, flashing lights, snowy landscape from north of Tokyo onwards. That's up beside me, the area. And for most JETs, it'll be a rural location you'll be in. You'll see this a lot, lots of rice paddies, small towns and villages. And the main experience tourists going to Japan just visiting, is the cities. So on the JET programme, you'll get a unique experience going to a place that most foreigners will never experience. So what is JET? Well, it started in 1987 as an exchange and teaching programme started by the Japanese government. It started with four countries. The UK was one of the first countries in 1987 to send people. But now there's been over 44,000 people from 38 countries being posted over to Japan. So becoming a JET participant, you enter sort of a clique or club of people, select a number of people, and you'll meet people from all over the world that have connections to Japan through JET. And it's, after the JET programme, there's JAA and so forth, where you can keep in touch with people. It's run by the government, so in that sense, it's not like going to Japan with a private company. You'll be well looked after. There was problems with one of the private companies there. I had a friend that worked for them and they went bust while I was over there. But luckily I made savings and so forth to find new work, and he's still there actually at the moment. The main aims of the programme are to promote teaching foreign language and English, and also just to give people a chance to experience foreigners and they like to call internationalisation at a grassroots level. To get kids meeting foreigners and people in local towns meeting foreigners as well. Of course, with globalisation, the number of foreigners going to Japan is increasing every year, but still a lot of people go to the cities, so they still need more than ever people to go to the towns and villages so that there's not this big disparity of experiences across the country. So JETs have a vital role to play in these programmes. And there's two positions available for UK graduates. There's the ALT position and there's the CIR position. The ALT position is the assistant language teacher. That's the main one. That's what I went on when I was going. And then there's the coordinator of international relations, which is it's a little bit more involved. And you'll need Japanese language for the CIR position. Last year, the majority of people were ALTs, by far. So 90%, 200 ALTs and 4 CIR positions. So you can only apply on the application form for one position. So I recommend going for the ALT position. The role of the CIR is really to diplomat, to be a bridge between Japan and foreign countries, and to promote internationalisation in the local community. These CIRs will be working in town offices rather than schools, although they'll also go to schools as well. But they'll be involved in organising, welcoming guests from abroad, organising international exchanges at school, translating materials into English and Japanese, both ways, advising on the exchange programmes and interpreting at locally organised events and helping organise usually an international festival, as well as the English language instruction at schools. So it's quite an involved role, and you will need to be able to read, write, speak Japanese if you're going to apply for this role, because the interview is entirely in Japanese. All the written material is entirely in Japanese. They recommend you have a level 2 Japanese proficiency to pass that test. You don't have to actually have the certificate, but you will have to demonstrate you have that level of Japanese. When I was at university, I studied English literature and philosophy, so I had no idea about Japanese at all. And French was actually my worst subject in school. So bearing that in mind, I thought I'll go to one of the hardest countries in the world to learn my language in. But it's not a big problem. As an assistant language teacher, assisting in language tuition in school. And that involves helping out in the classroom with the main teacher, the Japanese teacher of English, the JTE. And you'll work at both elementary, junior high school and senior high school. In my situation, I worked at two junior high schools, and in the second year I was there. I've started visiting elementary schools, which is fantastic. It's great. It's a totally different experience. Kids are crazy, and you get free rein over the classes. You prepare materials and usually conduct the class yourself. It's going to be quite exciting, and you can use all your creativity. But in whatever level of school, you'll be encouraged to get students practicing English and communicating with you. So a big part of that is not actually involved in the classroom, it's just meeting the kids out in the hall, speaking to them in English, trying to make them practice their English, and you'll be involved in preparing materials outside of class. But at the end of the day as well, they have club activities. All the schools do these. You've got the main one is baseball. That's the biggest sport in Japan, most popular. In my school, we had baseball, basketball, volleyball, football, kendo, judo, art club, brass band club. So every kid goes to join a club after school when it finishes around about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And the kids are usually there until about 6 o'clock, sometimes 7. So you'll be encouraged as well, bear that in mind, you should try and join a club, get involved in something, and that's a great way to help the students practice their English as well.
So school is a little bit different from here in the UK. First of all, the school year runs from April to March rather than August onwards. Class size is about 30 students. I'd say that's definitely true. And ALTs have an average of 3 classes per day. I'd say that's true as well. At one school it was slightly bigger than the other. I'd have 4 to 5. At the other school, the maximum I could have was 3 because there's only one class per year in junior high school. So that's why I ended up going to elementary school quite often. So you'll have time to prepare materials. One of the first things you'll have to do when you go is give your introductory lesson class. And that's just teach the kids about yourself, introduce yourself, play a quiz, one of the classrooms, and I have lunch there with the kids every day. And then around about 3 o'clock, the kids will clean the school. And I helped out with that as well, so that's good as well. Your accommodation. So participants will get their own apartment or flat. Depending on where you go, if you want to go to a city, you're likely to have a smaller apartment and pay more for it. If you go for the absolute sticks. So the size and layout will depend on your location. Says the average there is about 30,000 to 70,000 yen. In my case, it was 10,000 yen a month. So that's about, at the time, it was about £50. So now we're talking about £35 to £40 a month for rent. And another friend I had paid absolutely nothing. At the time, he just paid for him to live rent free. But he was in a very small town. So what can the JET program offer you? Well, of course, it's the huge opportunity of going to Japan and working and living in a country that's completely different. You'll see amazing things, festivals, traditional cultural events. Obvious reasons for going, the opportunity to get away, just get away from the UK. Learn a new language or improve it. You'll do lots of things. You won't even be able to begin to imagine just now, even if you know a lot about Japan. You'll come back after the JET program and you'll think, I can't believe I ended up doing that. On the JET program as well, you have a lot of responsibility. It's not, I know it sounds like it's a big holiday, like a working holiday, but it is a job. You've got to remember it is a business job. So you'll be responsible for creating materials and lesson plans for your school, working with your Japanese teacher of English, coming up with materials and lessons together, and then discussing and criticising how lessons were afterwards. Be involved in perhaps marking tests, I had that sometimes. Planning and taking elementary school lessons, and you might even be asked to, as part of your contract, to do adult conversation classes. So it's up to you to come up with the lessons, design them, make sure they run on time, and make sure the students get something out of it, as well as enjoying the lesson. I conducted the elementary school classes entirely in English, and it can seem a bit terrifying at first, but it's pretty challenging and rewarding when you see the classes go well. So it can be a fun job, but you've got to be responsible as well. But class is reasonably sensitive. You can go wild a few times. But the biggest responsibility you'll have is conducting yourself, because the children especially, but everybody in Japan will be watching how you conduct yourself and taking all that in. And you'll basically be a representative of the UK. And in these kids' lives, they might never meet another person from the UK, so they'll base their entire understanding of what UK people are like, depending on the way you conduct yourself. So it's very important to remember that the way you conduct yourself will have a big impact on people's perceptions of foreigners. So you've got to be polite, punctual, positive. As a teacher, in particular in Japan, they're regarded very highly. So you've got to be an upstanding member of society. And in Japan, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're late. And remember that if you're going for an interview for the JET program, people take note if you're early or late. So how you conduct yourself in that is a job. Challenges. It's a very challenging role being on the JET scheme. The workload will vary from JET to JET. You might find yourself with lots of free time. You might find yourself swamped. You might find you're visiting one or two schools throughout the time you're there, or you might be visiting a number of different schools. You could be elementary, senior. I was at junior high school. I never went to senior high school. I was there occasionally, but I had a very different experience from some of my friends who were at senior high school. You won't be responsible for discipline in the class. That's the JTE's role. But you should expect that Japanese children are very well behaved, but occasionally you get a few rowdy students in the class. So bear that in mind. Bear in mind as well that while your Japanese teacher of English will speak English, many of the other teachers in the school won't be able to, or will be shy about speaking English to you. So meetings and so forth have been conducted in Japanese. A lot of the time I was there, especially in the beginning, I didn't understand what was getting said, and you just need to check things, and you might think, I'm wasting my time, I'm sitting here, and I can't take any of this in, but your participation and your positive attitude is what's important. And in team teaching, you have to adapt, because you'll be working with different teachers, even at the same school, and have quite different relationships. You'll have to tailor yourself for that. And second biggest challenge is, of course, Japanese, which will come into all aspects of the time there. When I arrived, I didn't speak any Japanese. I had to go to the shops and buy food, which just looked alien to me. I had to get shampoo and soap and stuff. And that's one of the hardest things is... you can't really see what's on. You can see it's a glossy, it's Persil or Ariel or something washing up liquid, but it doesn't really tell you what it does unless you read the language. So I went in and tried to buy shampoo, spent about 5 minutes with all my powers of deduction, ended up still buying conditioner. Like, you just learn and make notes for yourself and practice, and every day is a challenge. Like getting money out the cash machine's a challenge. You're relearning living, like relearning being operating in the world. And one of the biggest challenges is going to be when you're away from home, things are going to feel very unfamiliar. You can't let those things get you down. You think, oh my god, what am I doing here? This is so tough, but everybody experiences culture shock. When you arrive, you've got this high of like, wow, I'm here in Tokyo and meeting all these people. And then everybody, when they get to their house and they're left suddenly on their own, and you're in this house and you're like, oh, I'm the only English-speaking person in my town. What am I doing here? What am I going to do? And you just have to remember all the positive things that you're going to get out of the experience and not focus on the negative ones. After the first night in my house, I thought, I don't want to be in here on my own. So as a good Scotsman, I went off trying to find a pub, took a book, a wee phrase book in my pocket, and even though the people in there couldn't really speak much English, after a few beers, everything was fine. Just chatting away, pointing, gesturing, I had no idea what they were talking about, but I had a good time anyway. So you'll have lots of support from the community and from the school to help you out anyway. You'll have your supervisor, somebody who's appointed to you from the town office, who'll help you you get all your bank details sorted out, probably take you to the shops to get some food and so on, help you out with that. Any problems you've got, just talk to them. Otherwise, talk to the JT in the school. I mean, they can speak English and they'll help you out in every way they can, because they, obviously they don't want to see you unhappy, because they're going to be working with you. They want you to be okay in what you're doing. Outside the school, you'll have the town office. You can go in there. They're very friendly. A wee cup of tea, biscuit, whatever else, and any sort of formidable looking bills come in to your door, and they look quite urgent, just take them to them and they'll say, oh yeah, you've not paid your gas for 3 months, but they're letting you off with it at the moment because they know you're a foreigner, so we'll sort this out. you'll have a lot of support from the JET programme itself. You'll have the other JETs in your area. And where I was, there was 100 of us, and what they do is, and it's the same all across Japan, people that have been there the year previous, they're staying for 2 years, they'll be assigned some of the new people in their area, and they'll phone up, check in on you, take you out for a drink, and get you to meet other people, help you out with that. There's CLARE, that's a government organisation. They've got a support line, you can phone up, 24-hour support line if you want to talk to them about anything. And there's loads and loads and loads of publications sent to you. You'll get stuff even before you get to Japan, mountains of stuff to read through to help you prepare. And when you're there as well, if you want to focus on learning Japanese, CLARE will send you out language books as well. Once a month, and you fill in a test, post that off, and you get the next one back. So that's good motivation for practicing Japanese and learning stuff as well. So there's a lot of support for you. And of course, you'll have friends in your town. Lots of people in the town are just very keen on making sure that foreigners feel welcome and looked after. So it is a challenging job being in the JET program, but there is a lot of support, and there's lots of rewards as well. There's a very generous salary, that's 300,000 yen a month. And with the way the exchange rate's going at the moment, your salary's going up and up if you're putting it in pounds. When I was there, it was about 200 yen to a pound, and then it went up to 250 yen to a pound. And now it's about 150 million pounds. So that, your salary over the year works out around about over 20. It's going up all the time. So it's about 22,000 pounds a year. And as I said before, you're not going to be spending a huge amount on rent if you're living in a rural location. So you can save quite a lot of money. You'll be well regarded in your community as not only a teacher, you'll be well respected, but as a foreigner, you'll be doubly well respected. And you'll take on this celebrity status. You'll be photographed. The first day I arrived in my town, I was taken off to meet the mayor. I was hot, it was hot, horrible, and humid. I was wearing a suit, being flown up to Akita and met by people in the town, and then taken off to meet the mayor. I was just drenched. And then there was journalists there taking photos for the town magazine. Just looking horrific, and it never really ends. Like, I ended up on TV a few times, and different things, and people know everything that's going on. And there's a satisfaction of overcoming a lot of difficulties. Like, I was really proud of running the marathon when I was there, learning Japanese and being able to survive in the country. And one of the most satisfying things for me was when my parents came over near the end of my stay there. And I basically looked after them, and it was role reversal. Like, they were the babies. Like, they couldn't speak. I gave them the pocket money, everything. It was great. So it was a lot of fun. But they told me it was one of the biggest holidays of their life, and they felt really proud of what I'd accomplished living there. And you'll get the satisfaction of all the personal development, the life skills, and so forth. So, you know, improve upon. I hate speaking in front of people before I went. Programming now, I don't mind it too much. And then after JET, There's a lot of support as well. You'll be member of JAA in the UK. They've got a London branch. They've got branches all over England. And they've got a Scotland branch as well. So they organise lots of social events. In London, they have a pub night the first Wednesday of every month. Up in Scotland, they have a big skiing and snowboarding holiday. In February, they have speed dating. They also have, more importantly, in September, when you get back from the JET programme, they have a careers fair in London where they invite lots of employers, because the JET programme is very highly regarded amongst employers, and it looks terrific on your CV, having not just gone to work in, say, America or Europe, as a lot of people do, but to go to Japan really stands out in your CV. And all that entails. Before you leave Japan as well, they have a returners conference where they help you prepare your CV and so forth. So there's not many employers that help you find a job while you're still working for them. So am I suitable? Well, there is no one type of person. You meet really diverse people on the JET program, but you need to be interested in learning first and foremost, in learning about a new culture, pushing yourself and learning a new language, understanding cultural differences. If you're the type of person that's like, oh, that's not how I do it, so I can't go with that. You've got to go with the flow. That was one of my favourite sayings of one of my teachers, just go with the flow and you'll be fine. You've got to be aware of how other people will interpret your actions and your conduct. So it's important to be enthusiastic and polite, patient, and have a good sense of humour, because you will make an ass of yourself so many times. There's lots of little things like you've got to take your shoes off all the time. And I remember I was petrified when I first arrived about I'm going to my town office and I wouldn't know what to do in the damn shoes. Like, do I take them off here or do I get in there? Like in the school, you take your shoes, your outdoor shoes off when you get into the school, and then you put on shoes within the school. But then when you go to the computer room, which isn't wooden, it doesn't have a wooden floor, it's got carpet. So you take your shoes off there to go in there. So there's loads of different rules. And then there's also toilet slippers. So you take your shoes off before you go into the toilet and put on different shoes, do your business, and then come out and hopefully remember to put back on your shoes. Don't start walking around with toilet slippers on, which can happen after a few beers and out with the teachers and stuff like that. And everyone thinks it's hilarious, apart from me. So the JET application itself is got quite a few different forms. So yeah, the deadline is coming up quite soon, so you'll need to start thinking about that now. You'll have an application form, which is online. You can actually print off a copy, just the PDF, if you don't want to submit it online, although we would recommend you do. Although the online form isn't the application itself, it just enters all the details into the JET office's database and makes it easier for reading the handwriting. So if you submit the data on the application form, then you have to print that off and sign it, because they need the signatures. And you have to submit the application form by post, signed, with your essay or personal statement, which goes in with the application form. As a graduate JET, you need an original signed letter from your university stating that you're about to graduate in June, July 2009. And you'll also need an original academic transcript. Do you all know what that is? Or do you not know what that is? And you'll need to go to the reception and get this form. It's basically a breakdown of everything you've studied so far, all the modules and so forth, and all the scores you've got for that. And that needs to be signed. That can take a week or two to get, so it's best to go and get that organised now and start asking about that. If you're not sure, I'm talking about when I was at Glasgow Uni, I went to the main secretary's office. But if you ask the careers centre, they should be able to look at that. You will need to get that organised quite soon. You also need a copy of the photo page of your passport. And all of these documents need to be photocopied three times. You need to have four copies of these. And they all go in this big pack. And you also need two letters of reference. Ideally, these should be, one should be from an employer and one should be academic. But if you're not employed, then they'll accept two academic references. The details of what's required for this can be found on the website above, www.jet-uk.org, and we've got a sample there, so you can give that to one of your lecturers to let them know exactly what they have to do, because they have to make the references, sign it, they have to put it inside the envelope, seal it, and then sign it across the seal, so you can't actually check that everything's all right in there. So you need to make absolutely sure that they understand what it is they've got to do with that. So you have two letters of reference, and then all of these copies, big pack, and then sign that off with a letter from your doctor as well, just stating your medical background. So the application process, applications are now being accepted, and the deadline for that is Friday, November the 28th. I was told by the coordinator the deadline is Friday, November the 28th, 5:59 p.m. That's when the embassy shuts at 6 o'clock, so that's the latest you can get it into them. So bear that in mind. After that, the staff at the embassy at the jet desk will be sorting through their applications, and then people will be invited to come for interviews around about January and February. Depending on how they go, results are announced in April, and then in May, the town office that you're going to be posted to will send you details of that placement, and you'll have to decide at these steps whether you're going to definitely go with the JET programme. In early July, there'll be a pre-departure orientation at the embassy. You come down for language tuition and cultural preparation, like what to expect, what will be involved in the first few days when you arrive in Japan. There'll be two groups that go. There's group A and group B, and you'll be getting sent in one of those groups. And that's where the UK people arrive in Tokyo around with all the other people from around the world in two groups, and have like 2,000 people in each group gather at this 5-star hotel. You stay there for 3 days, 2 nights, and you have a great, great time. You meet people that you're going to be in your local area. You'll have met people that are already going from the UK, and you still have friends that might be a little bit further away from you, but not that far. So that's the orientation there. After that, you go up to your town, meet the mayor, as I said, get your photo taken. Within August, you'll have another orientation in your area with all the people in your area, so you get a chance to meet them as well, all the other jets, and a few beers, socialise, and learn some tips about what they think works at school and so forth. Prepare for your introductory class, because at that point, schools will be on summer holiday. So you have a lot of time to prepare and get yourself absolutely ready. And the JET programme really tries to make sure you get that process ready for it. Life after JET, everybody wonders, okay, I go there and then what happens? People look at diplomatic roles, especially teaching, or go into the corporate world, because like I said, it looks tremendous on your CV having been on the JET programme. It's a well-respected job placement, and skills you pick up there, adaptability, flexibility, being able to change very quickly and that are skills that employers love to see, and the fact you've challenged yourself so much. Before I just go on to questions, I was asked to announce this as well. This is scholarships that are available. If you think that the JET program isn't something you want to think about. You can either go for 2 years or 18 months. Monthly allowance of 1,700 yen. 170,000. That's about half the salary you'd be getting on JET. But that's not enough for expenses as a single person. You'll get 6 months intensive Japanese study. You'll get your return airfare, the same as in JET. Health cover, same as in JET. And you'll get a visa allowing you to work part-time or help you to find accommodation. So details on that are there. You don't need to have any knowledge of Japan or Japanese language. Same as if you're applying for the ALT position, although you would need to demonstrate at the interview and on the application reasons for why you want to go on the JET program. So, for further information, the best place to go is the website. It's got all the information there, the application process, the example reference letter, all the dates are there. And if you want to email or contact about specific questions, there's the details there. If you phone up, that will be the JET office, so just to warn you, those people will be the ones at the interviews.
For more information, please go to www.jet-uk.org. You can email info@jet-uk.org or you can telephone 020 7465 6668.